The difference is, I think the word marriage throws an entirely different twist into it. The law is written in terms of married people. So civil unions, it's the old sort of the separate but equal idea that we can have equal facilities, but if they're separate, they really can't be equal. So my thought is you just take the term marriage out of the family code, out of the probate code, and just treat those persons who are in a relationship which the law treats as a couple, a legal couple. You can call it a civil union or whatever, and a civil union could be people who are married in the traditional sense or people that go down and register at the courthouse. But if you're in that category of being legally joined, I'll call it a personal partnership, then you ought to be treated equally. And I think that diffuses the marriage issue.
As you said, the word marriage gets into this.
And it's the word marriage, I think, that really fuels the controversy. I have a number of clients that are same-sex couples or even heterosexual couples that choose to live together. And there's a lot of drafting problems, a lot of legal issues to it. But if people want to be legally joined, I think you let them be legally joined and put everybody in the same basket.
And you know too that people aren't going to give up the word marriage. So how do we solve this in the eyes of the law?
I think the folks in Austin need to go through the Texas laws, and when we have provisions which deal with married persons, we have a uniform definition, and I don't care what that is. You can use people who have been civilly joined. I think that would solve your problem. The legislature in Austin is going to have to have the gumption to go in there and basically decouple marriage, which is a religious, historically a religious relationship, from the law, and just go to a purely civil relationship. And if your church wants to, quote, marry you in the eyes of your church, that's fine. My kids roll their eyes because they can't believe this conservative retired Navy pilot would espouse such a dichotomy. But I think that's fair. I think the law needs to treat similarly situated people fairly.